Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Here we go.
Let's tease the listeners back. They may have left, but they're going to come back two by two. Like the Ark.
Good evening, dear listener. The Late Night Alternative. My name is Ian Lee. Who are you, please, lady?
Catherine Boyle.
Well done. That's the correct answer. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call about absolutely anything you want, apart from the Europe elections tomorrow we've got to talk about. Anything else I'm open for. I'm totally up for. I noticed we had a caller called Richard on the line. Do you think just as we were about to go to me, bottles it. Put the phone down, slammed the phone down, just thought, I can't do it. Hang on a minute. Let me just take this guy. Let me drag you down here. Richard, what the hell is going on?
I'm on a ferry, so it keeps dropping off. Okay. I don't mind you not ringing me back if you're on the way.
Well, we can do. You're on the air now.
Oh, brilliant. Hello. Sorry. International waters, darling.
Okay.
On a ferry.
Whereabouts are you on this ferry?
Somewhere off North Lincolnshire, heading down towards Norfolk and then crossing over towards Holland.
Okay, there we go. And I think, hang on a second, I think we might be able to hear the ferry. Just hang on one second. Here we go. Just listen, everyone. There we go. He is actually on a ferry there. There's no lying there. Well, Richard, you're the first caller of the evening. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I was just wondering, because I'm in international waters, I figure anything goes, so yes. I was just after suggestions for what should go, really.
What do you mean, what should go?
Well, there's a Bobby on here, so surely anything goes.
Waters, you're allowed to commit murder, I think. Mm-hmm. And because
that's what I figure.
But then you are judged by the laws of the sea, and if you're found guilty, you're made to walk the plank.
Or keel hauled.
There we go, you see.
And that's not nice.
It's not great.
Why don't you do a Kate O'Mara and sunbathe on the deck? Topless.
Sunbathe, it would be tricky because I can barely see a bit of red sky in this far distance.
Richard,
looking out the back of it.
You said anything goes.
Anything go? Right.
Okay. I don't think you're as committed to this as you made out you are.
Well, I am, so, I mean, I could do that. I'm sure this group rather...
Richard, have a piddle over the edge, sir. Or if you're feeling bold, hang your bum over the edge and drop your load. And with that, Richard is gone. He was so excited by that suggestion, he couldn't hang around anymore. It had to be done. For some reason, one of the stories I've got written down, and I can't remember why. Let's have a look in the papers. It's about weeing.
I mean, 8 minutes in and we're already here.
Nah, do you know what? I thought we were too safe yesterday. Let's give them what? Let's give them the real show, then they can tell us what's wrong with it, OK? 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. It's a late-night phone-in show, unlike any other phone-in show, in that it's quite rude, it's quite filthy, and we will talk about absolutely anything. Here we go. Ah, here we go. Workers for tech giant Apple. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're quite successful with the computers and the phones. Although, of course, I made the leap. I got off the Apple phone treadmill. I wish I'd gotten off the computer treadmill, but I'm stuck in there. But I got off the iPhone treadmill when I cracked the screen of my life. I kept cracking the screens, and it's like 150 quid to repair it.
I remember your screen going, and it was in the back of your jean pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but I spent a fortune. And then the last one, the screen was cracked, but I could live with it, and then I dropped it down the toilet, and it was going to break. So I bought a Huawei, for 200 quid, right? And it does everything I need it to do. It does video, it does internet browsing,
and
it does
phone calls.
They've got very good cameras. I've got to be honest, it's a little bit glitchy from time to time. And for some reason, here's the annoying thing. The BBC radio iPlayer is always running in the background.
Oh.
So if I hook it up to my car, as you can do with the Bluetooth, and go to audio, it just constantly plays the BBC. I can't switch it off. Anyway, that's by the by. But of course, now Huawei is a political football.
Mm-hmm.
And Google are saying, well, we're not going to let Huawei update any of its Google stuff anymore.
No apps.
No apps. So I'm screwed.
Because for a couple of months there, it felt like you'd found
the
golden fleece.
I had beaten the pocket telephonic system had been beaten for 200 quid. I was quids in, and it was a great phone. But now it's useless. And also today, it's really hit and miss when.
What?
That's why Hey Google didn't work. Hey Google.
Yeah, no, they're not talking anymore.
Oh, it's doing it now. Hey Google, set an alarm for 2 minutes, please.
All right, your alarm's set for tomorrow at 2 a.m.
No. No, Google, cancel my 2 a.m. alarm, please. Hey Google. Flip, he's now, hang on, sorry. Hey Google, cancel my 2 a.m. alarm, please.
Yeah.
Hey Google, cancel my 2 a.m. alarm, please. Hey Google. Well, the point I was trying to make is...
Fortunately, you'll still be awake at 2 a.m.
Well, luckily, this is the point I was making. The alarm is very, very hit and miss. Sometimes it goes, sometimes it doesn't, which means I don't allow myself to relax enough to fall asleep completely, so I'm awake to...
You're clenched.
Yeah. Well, hey Google, set an alarm for 2 minutes time, please.
OK, your alarm's set for 10:14 p.m.
OK, now we will see... If it's going to work or not, because it's very, very hit and miss. But should I be worried that I've got a Huawei? First of all, I couldn't care less about the Chinese spying on me. Could not give a stuff. I'm very polite about the Chinese. I like the food. I like the kung fu, and I have relatives who are partly Chinese. So I've not got any problem with them.
That's all three boxes ticked.
All three boxes ticked. I don't have any problem with that whatsoever. But if Google are going to deny me my rights as a pocket telephone owner to update my apps, then God damn it, I'm furious. And do I need to buy another telephone? 0344 499 1000. Paul's called in. Paul, can you help me with my phone? Jeez. Hey, Paul.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Can you help me with my phone?
What's the matter with it?
It's a Huawei.
A what?
A Huawei.
A Huawei.
A Huawei.
What's a Huawei?
You know, like my way or the Huawei.
My phone's a Huawei. Can you help me?
Well, I'm using my mum's phone anyway. I don't.
Well, hang on. What phone has your mum got?
Oh, hold on. Like a Samsung.
Okay. I think, is it a pocket telephone or a landline?
It's a pocket one.
Okay, well then you're fine because you're going to be able to update your apps. On my Huawei, I will be unable to update my apps. Can you help me?
It doesn't do it. It's just a basic phone. Downloads or internet on it. It's just a basic 10-pound phone, just a phone and text.
The alarm's gone off. There we go. That worked. Well, this is a great phone call, Paul. I really feel we're getting to know each other's phones. Maybe our phones could go out on a date. Who knows? And make lovely.
Well, he can't speak for his mum's phone.
Lovely little pages. Yes.
About
what?
Weeing.
Oh yes, we've not done that story yet. But yes, the weeing. Yes.
Oh God. When I was very young, when I used to go to school, I was quite shy going to the toilet. Now I'm older, I can't go because I compress myself in.
Hang on, you can't go because of what?
Because I was so shy when I was young, going to the toilet.
Yes.
That I find it difficult now going to the toilet, and I'm on tablets for it.
Tablets for the toilet?
Yeah, Tamsulosin.
You can't ever go to the toilet?
No, because the doctor said, because I've held myself in for so long. I was shy.
For years?
Since it was.
Gosh, that must have hurt.
That the muscles, really hurt. And the muscles are tense, so I've got to take tablets to.
Gosh.
Stop it from being so tense.
Okay, this is just wheeze, is it? Or is it.
No, it's just number one.
Just number one. Okay, that's great. Well, what can we do to help? Would it help if you urinated while you were on your mum's Samsung telephone to me now? Would that help? Because we won't judge you. We will not judge you for urinating.
I've just been in the toilet.
Okay, so it's worked. So you're getting better.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not the only one that suffers from it. There's plenty of other people.
Is there a name for this?
The doctor said it was because I was shy when I was young, and I was very into myself, and I wouldn't go toilet in front of anybody.
Don't they call it shy bladder?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have to retrain it, but I can't do that, so you don't...
You need to... Here's what I would suggest you do, Paul, and it's something I've done in the past, for different reasons, but it's something I've done in the past.
Oh, God, right.
You need to drink a lot of water, then find a public toilet at a train station or a shopping centre and just stand at the urinal all day long.
Oh, yeah, I'll have some lovely looks.
You'll have some... You might get some lovely looks as well, if you're lucky, but just stand there with your willy out all day long and just whiz when you need to. That means wee.
Yeah, I'll take my salad with me.
I would take a salad.
Don't eat it in the toilet, though, love. It's not nice. Okay. Although some women do call it shaking the lettuce, don't they?
Oh, dear.
So these tablets, what do they do? If you take one, does it make you go, or is it just...
They stop tensing your muscles. It relaxes your muscles.
Yeah.
If you look on the internet, Tamsulosin or something.
Okay.
And they relax all your muscles. So you actually go. It's really clever, like what they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, listen, if you feel the urge to urinate later on, give us a call, and we will sit and hold your hand metaphorically, obviously.
I'll go to the train station tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Nice one, Paul. Thanks so much.
Now, here's the thing. Obviously, I've never looked up Tamsulosin.
Yeah.
But I put Tam into my Google just then, and it offered me, the first thing it offered me was Tamsulosin. This stuff is listening to us, isn't it?
All of this equipment is listening to us. Of course it is. Of course it is.
Google.
Thank you, Paul. That was fascinating. Anyone else got a shy bladder, then give us a call. We are here to help. We want to help you. It's a phenomenon. But we can help. 03-444-991000, the late night alternative, every weeknight with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, only on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. The Late Night Alternative, Ian Lee. Catherine Boyle, you all right?
I'm all right.
I know you're all right. I've been sat in an office with you for 4 hours, so I don't even know why I'm asking that. But someone who I don't know if she's doing all right, it's Karen. So I'm going to ask, Karen, are you doing all right? What's wrong with these people? It's such a thing. Hello, Karen.
Hello,
Karen. Lovely to have you here this evening as we do the show.
I
not
can't
from
hear you very well, Ian.
Lovely to have you here, Karen. Can you hear me now?
You're in the distance, but yes, I can hear you a bit better.
Okay, do I need to keep shouting?
No, you don't know. You mentioned earlier that you have a Huawei smartphone.
Not a Huawei not-so-smartphone now, nowadays. Mm.
Right, what model have you got?
I don't know. It's the Honor 8 or something? I don't know.
Right, it's an Honor phone. Yes, it's still a Huawei smartphone. Honor are their sister company.
Yes, I know.
All Honor and Huawei devices that are current will carry on to get app updates and software updates.
Yes! This has been so what
ongoing.
So what's this nonsense about them not being updated?
The ones that won't be updated and that possibly won't have access to the Google Play Store and certain Google apps will be the ones that are coming in the future, i.e. the ones that are about to come onto the market.
Oh.
Existing devices will continue to receive app updates, software updates.
Can I ask, am I talking to Siri?
I actually rang them myself. I have two Huawei phones and I was concerned
Siri,
myself.
Pause. And, Siri, start.
I would advise anyone who's, including yourself,
yes,
Ian,
yes,
who's also listening to the show as well tonight,
That
if they have a Huawei or Honor device,
yes,
to contact Huawei's technical department for further advice.
Hey, Siri, what's the weather like tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow it will be 18 degrees and it will be sunny and warmish, I would call it.
Hey, Siri, what are the odds on Theresa May still being Prime Minister by the weekend?
I can't answer that one.
Go on, we've got Siri on the phone, Kathy. You have
Siri.
A go. Go on, you do one.
Hey, Siri, who is Ian Lee?
Oh.
The presenter of the late night show on Talk Radio.
There we go. Well, Siri, it's always a pleasure to talk to our robotic friends. Thank you very much indeed. Hang on a minute. Stay there, Siri. Danny?
Hello?
Have you got a question for Siri?
Siri?
Yes?
I'm not wearing any underpants. Is there a possibility I could end up in jail?
It's long as you've got a pair of trousers on, I don't think so.
Yes, OK, I'll be fine then.
Lovely, Siri. Thank you very much indeed, Siri. That actual Siri phoning in, that's incredible. Sounds a little bit more... for some reason it's not hanging up on here. I wonder... Let me try... Can you hang that up, Sam? I can't seem to hang up there. Some reason, Siri's a little bit more emotive when I'm using it on my phone. That call was a little bit flat. I don't quite know.
But what, very informative.
Happened there. We can't seem to... Hang on a second. We can't seem to cut Siri... Siri, are you still there?
Yes, I'm going now. Well, I hope that's answered your question about your Honor device.
It has a lot. But, Siri, why can't I hang you up?
I'm going now.
Thank you, Siri. Siri, hang up.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
OK. Can't hang up on her. There we go.
Isn't it clever what they can do these days? Oh, there you go.
Can't put the phone... hello? Siri? No. Still there. Jeez.
I think you have to hang up your end.
This is the thing. We can't hang up. I'm hitting the hang up button and it won't do it.
I can't seem to cut you off at this end either.
Oh, gosh.
Right, put the phone down.
No, you hang up.
No, you hang up. Put the phone down and... No, wait. Put the phone down.
Yeah.
And count to five and then pick the phone up, and that should do it.
Rightio.
There we go. Goodbye.
Bye.
One, two, three, four, five. She's gone. That was weird. Hey, Danny.
Hey, Siri. I mean, Ian.
Yes, Danny. Kath. Yes.
Feels a bit weird talking to you without any pants on.
Well, Kath, you should have put some on.
I've just bathed myself and bathed my beard. I've got a beard like you had, Ian, and so
get rid of
it.
Beards are gone. Beards are done. They are history. And also, you didn't just... I bathed myself. No, you didn't. You bathed yourself.
I sat in the bath for 3 hours. Wallowing.
Oh.
Well, what's wrong?
No, I don't know, sadness.
Sadness.
This is member number 24. I know your system doesn't say it anymore.
It doesn't say it anymore. Don't know where you're from, don't know your number, don't know anything about you. By the way, there's about 6 or 7 people that still haven't got their membership cards. They're going out tomorrow. They would have been posted today, but the post office was shut. Here's why I think the post office was shut, right? So the area where I live, Danny...
Yes.
There was a big old funeral today from I don't know which specific travelling community, so I'm just going to say from members of the travelling community, right? Big old funeral. It was beautiful, right? Beautiful. I would say 100 cars in a procession.
Yeah.
Big trucks with flowers all over.
And when we passed by...
Did any of them have road tax?
Sorry?
Did any of them have road tax?
Come on now, Danny. Steady.
When
we went past the chemist, people were standing outside watching, weren't they? And I heard them saying, I remember Betty. We used to do her prescriptions.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful procession. Amazing flowers. Really gone to town on it. And the post office was shut due to technical problems, right? But then I looked at my local Facebook page, and a member of the community had written, "Thanks so much for everyone who was respectful during our funeral. Sorry that we closed down the village a little bit. Apologies. I hope that was okay." And I just posted a comment saying, "Nice flowers," and a few people posted some comments. And then someone posted, "Isn't it a shame that some of the shops felt the need to close down while your funeral was on?" The implication being that because it was a travelling community funeral, that some shops possibly feared there was going to be a little bit of argy-bargy, little bit of trouble. And I wonder if that's why the post office was closed down, because they thought these blooming gypsies, once they've got their nan in the ground, they're going
to
come...
They'll be posting letters willy-nilly.
They'll be looting, because the local post office also sells candles. They'll be looting Yankee candles. It's going to be... And I just thought that's a weird old thing to do.
We may be being unfair. The sign in the window said there were technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. But there are other shops that were closed because of the funeral. Isn't that weird? Well, no, that is weird. I mean, imagine if it were another specific racial group. There was a funeral of people of colour, so some of the shops have closed down. Or there's a Jewish funeral taking place. Oh, we've got to close some of the shops just in case it kicks off. You know what those guys are like.
The Italians are in town. Yeah. Put the shutters down.
Yeah, and they closed some shops, and I just thought that was weird and a little bit disappointing. Anyway, Danny, what you got for us?
A couple of things. People can't hear you properly. I can hear Kath perfectly, but when when you're talking to someone and they have noise reduction turned on the phone, whenever you go quiet, it cuts the sound off. It sounds like you're doing that.
What? So hang on. So you can hear Kath, but you can't hear me?
Yeah, you're waving in and out.
Flipping heck. Sam, can you fault report the fact that... Here's the thing. This is the only show that gets phone calls, right? So we are basically the guinea pigs for the phones. So the thing is now, they can hear Kath, they can't hear me.
But what I
hear you, you're just warbling in and out a little bit.
That's just rude.
But what I was getting on Twitter were people saying that Ian's voice sounded like nice and
no,
clear.
That was afterwards. That was listening again. Was listening again. So this is on the phones now. Kath is clear. Can you hear me well enough, Danny, or do I have to say what I want to say to Catherine and then she repeats it to you?
No, that photo you took on Twitter, I'm looking at that and I can hear you perfectly.
Because you're looking at a photo of me?
Yeah, I'm mind reading.
Okay.
I think I'm mind reading.
Shall I cut you off?
No, I've got two questions.
Well, get to the flipping questions then.
I've got an Honor 8X as well, stunning phone. The gist of it is the new phones that are going to come out, you won't be at Gmail, Google or the App Store. And what happened to the Saturn? I was watching you when you had the white plug problem.
The Sega Saturn is going to be, I think I've got the lead for it now, tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, twitch.tv/IanLee. It's going to be Sega Rally for an hour. Are you in, brother?
Woof.
Woof indeed. Now, let's see if
I
can't cut him off.
Oh, I shall cut myself off. 3, 2, 1, back in the room.
I can't cut people off on my phone-in show, the only show that gets phone calls.
Can you fade them down?
Well, yeah, but that means they're still there. We're still totally dependent on them putting the phone down. If someone decides not to hang up, we're stuck with them
all night, yeah.
Man alive, this is Talk Radio.
Take a trip into the alternate reality of late night radio.
I think I'm in something like The Matrix, and so are you.
The Late Night Alternative.
Hello, hello.
With Ian Lee.
Is there anybody out there?
On Talk Radio.
Hello.
You could have driven a bus through that gap. I know it's not your fault, Sam. We're having a few problems in the new studio. It's fine. We'll get there. You know, we are the show that gets the most phone calls, so it takes a while. And CJ, we can't call you back for some reason. There are some people who've called in that we just can't call back because the system isn't letting Sam phone everybody back. Unfortunately, he's been able to phone Rainbow George back. Good evening, George.
Good evening, Ian, Cass.
Hello.
George.
How are we going? How are you feeling about our 2020 Eurovision bet?
What did I bet? £2,020 that your song won't win Eurovision?
Yeah.
Feeling very confident about it. Very, very confident. Is this a real bet?
Of course it's a real bet.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I can see why you spunked all that cash away. Yes.
No, I think you're going to be very happy to lose this bet.
For those who missed it yesterday, just tell us exactly what the bet is.
The bet is that a song called A New Song, subtitled Let's Tick Together, is going to win the 2020 Eurovision Song
Contest. And the lyrics are written by you.
Yes, and the lyrics are being circulated, and many different music bands are putting their own musical interpretation on these words.
And we have bet £2,020, and this is great because I couldn't quite remember what the bet was, to win it, which it is, or to just get into the final. I mean, either way, I think my money's pretty safe. But now I know that it's the bet is for it the song to win. Then, mate, you might as well don't die before next year, George. Don't die before next year. I want that money. Dennis from Dunstable owed me money and then he carked it. Don't you cark it as well.
Well, I'll try not to, but I think at least you should know what the words of this song are.
Beautiful. Let's hear them. Let's hear them.
There's 132 of them.
132 words. Okay.
Magical, mystical, musical, marvellous...
bollocks.
Listen here and try to understand. Come on, come on. Let's tick. Let's tick together. Let's mark what's right. Let's tick together. Let's spark the light. We are the music makers.
How many words have we done so far?
I don't know.
Okay, about half?
We are the music makers. We are the dreamers of dreams. We are the movers and shakers of the world forever, it seems.
Yeah.
Bands of parties, wonder party bands. We're playing our ways to wonderlands where all will be lovely, free and fair with happy people everywhere.
Where? Okay, this is written by you or by a child?
Those words were written by a guy called O'Shaughnessy.
Somebody O'Shaughnessy. This is, I mean, this is awful.
It's not awful.
It is, trust me, this is awful.
How are the BBC dealing with it? You've submitted it, right?
Can I finish the lyric?
No, because it's terrible. Catherine asks a good question. Catherine, ask it again.
So have you submitted this to the BBC?
Not yet, no.
Okay, when are you going to do it?
When we've got enough versions of it.
Because so I think you need to kind of get in pretty soon.
Why is that? It's a year to go.
Yeah, all right. Or you could leave it. You could leave it 11 months and just drop it off. You know, the day before
or
the
maybe
competition.
Get someone else to do it for you.
Yeah, they do these things. You know, I know it's a year's time, but they're already thinking about next year's competition. You know that,
yeah, well,
don't you?
I'm not saying it's going to be our entry, but it's going to be some country. It's going to be some country's entry. Our bet is on this will be the winning song, not which country is going to put it up as the winning song.
Okay, all right, fine. Okay, good. Okay, so have you made contact with any countries?
No.
Okay.
No, these are early days. But anyway, it finishes off.
Feels like final days, but go on.
It finishes off. The lyric finishes.
That's okay. No, I think we've got the vibe. I think we've got the vibe of it. Well, okay. Come on, George. You know this isn't going to win Eurovision.
I am quite convinced that it is going to win Eurovision.
Where have you got that from?
I'm convinced that you're going to be very happy to see it win.
No, George, come on, man, right? You're a sensible guy. I know we lock horns from time to time, but you're a sensible guy. You know this song isn't going to win Eurovision.
No, I don't.
Well, then you're more nuts than I thought you were. If you genuinely believe this has a chance in hell of even making the competition, let alone winning it, then you need to go and see a doctor, man. You need to put down the weed.
I haven't smoked any weed for some time.
You need to pick up the weed, because this is insane thinking.
No, I'm an apprentice prophet.
You keep saying that. It doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does. It means I'm making a prophecy. I can't know if my prophecy is going to come true or not.
This ain't going to work. This ain't going to work.
Well, we've got to bet on it. So,
I'm genuinely going to take your money. I am going to take your money. I'm not going to do one of those, I'm a nice guy, you keep it, or give it to charity. I'm taking that £2,020.
No, you're going to be very happy to lose this £2,020.
I'm not going to lose.
You are.
Okay, well, there's the arrogance.
That's sorted.
Yeah.
That's sorted. Yeah. Again, arrogance. And,
yes.
And something else you said to me the other night.
Here we go. Here we go.
You said I'm always talking about phone calls I've made to other radio stations.
You're talking about a phone call you made the other night, so
sorry?
Proceed.
To this radio station.
Okay, well, you were always talking about previously on Rainbow George.
No, but I can't remember talking to you about one recent telephone call
then,
I've made to any radio station.
You have done, loads of times, and the fact you can't remember it means that actually maybe I should go a little bit softer on you because there's obviously something wrong with you.
Tell me of one recent radio phone call that I've spoken.
You talked about Radio Belfast. You talked about
Radio Ulster.
Radio Ulster, sorry. You talked about your phone call to Mike Dickin. You talked about phoning...
That was in 1985, for heaven's sake, Ian.
Yes, you talk about phone calls that you make to other radio stations all
many,
the time.
Many, many years ago.
All the time.
I didn't talk all about a phone call I made to BBC Any Answers a few weeks ago.
You're doing it now. So you're literally doing it now.
Yeah, but I didn't speak to you about it.
You're doing it now.
I'm saying I talk about calls I've made a long time ago.
You're doing it now, though. You're telling me about your call to BBC any questions or any answers.
Any answers, not yes. any questions. And anyway.
That's all you do. It's all your phone calls are about other phone calls you've made.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. There's the arrogance. I'm telling you a fact, and you are denying a fact.
Arrogance.
Yes, you're arrogant. You're incorrect. You're arrogant. I am telling you a fact, and you are denying a fact. You are a fact denier.
No, I'm not.
You're doing it there. It is a fact that you deny facts, and you're denying that fact.
Admitting that I speak to you about calls that I've made a long time ago in an attempt to show that what I'm talking about, I've been talking about for a long time now.
Your song is not going to win Eurovision. Tell me one thing you've done, one event that you've hosted, one thing you've put on that's been successful and has achieved what you set out to achieve.
I'd have to think about that.
Okay. Anyone from the past 40 years?
I started in 1984. That's when I first started
calling
into radio stations.
No, it was telling us about calls to radio stations. I'm not asking about that. One event that you've put on that has been successful?
It depends what one calls... successful.
I will tell you.
You were satisfied and happy with.
Yeah. The initial idea that you had came to fruition. George.
Nearly succeeding.
No, not nearly. I want one that was successful.
The best was when there was a period of time when. I was putting up candidates in elections and trying to get no votes.
Yes.
At all.
Right. Did that work? It didn't work. You got votes. So that was unsuccessful.
No, we got one vote in an election in Cardiff.
Yes.
We had a candidate, a singer called Catherine Taylor Dawson.
Yes. So she got a vote. So that was unsuccessful.
What about the thing where
people had to... It was free to get in, but they had to pay to get out. How did that one work?
That was April the 14th, 1985. Yeah. A penny to get in and £3 to get out. That was meant to set the whole wonderful, peaceful revolution
in
motion.
And how did that go?
People... paid a penny to get in, but they didn't pay £3 to get out.
So it failed.
So it depends what one calls failure.
Well, the failure, the success is you have an idea, you act on the idea, and the thing that you wanted to happen happens. That didn't happen there, so that's failure.
Did you ever see the A-Team, George?
No.
Okay, well, in the A-Team, they loved it when a plan came together, right? Have you ever said that? Have you ever said, that happened just as I thought it would?
No, but the Wonder Party, Bands Party, is emerging now and is going to be successful.
Oh, OK. All right, George. Well, listen, nice to talk to you, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate and highly energised crystalline vision. Radio Free Galloway. Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Order!
innocent until proven guilty.
Tomorrow night from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Neon lit night talk for torch singers, trolley dollies, and train wrecks like me.
Never know just where the conversation will take you.
What I'm going to say sounds ridiculous.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
So what we're going to do is we're going to wait. We're going to wait. We're going to listen to nature. There it is. Okay.
Oh, that's loud.
It's loud. Okay. We listen to nature. And we're going to wait for a call, and we're going to take. Any calls that come in now, between now and Paul Ross coming in at 1, we're going to take straight to air. It's 1:15 on a Wednesday night, Thursday morning. It's that kind of mid, sort of approaching the weekend, but it's sort of the middle of the week. It's that weird sort of strange time when no one really knows what's going on. And I think we need to wait. And take whatever calls we get between now and 1, we're going to take straight to air. Don't swear, don't be libelous. Play nice, as most of you have done this evening. I just feel we're going to capture some magic that we haven't had the phone call this show deserves yet. So, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. We are going to take calls straight to air, and we're going to just see what happens. We're going to get that phone call that we all deserve. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Right, we're having no bad language in this last 15 minutes.
It's the call we all deserve.
I mean, it's not the one we want.
And here's what we're going to do. Just be quiet, Andre. Here's what we're going to do. This is how we're going to play it.
What?
Shut up. Andre stays... Shut up! Andre stays on until someone else calls in. This is what we're doing. He stays on until someone else calls in. So if no one calls in, Andre goes. Okay?
Ah, lovely. Can I have the airwaves for a minute?
Someone's just called in. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Good night.
No, you have to stay there until the next person calls in.
Oh.
Ah, yes, 0344 499.
We're passing the chatten.
That's the chatten. That's all I had, he says. Well, I'm sorry, you don't get off that lightly, anonymous mystery, yet good-natured caller. That's a nice thing to phone up and wish us a good night. May I ask, caller, and you don't have to answer any of these questions. Are you in bed?
Yep.
Okay, someone else has just called in, so you can say goodnight. Let's go to line three. Good evening, line three. You have to stay until we get another caller.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. It's Chris again. Hi, guy.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah, I wanted Andre to shut up.
You were doing a service.
Yeah, everybody wanted Andre to shut up. We've got to say goodbye to you, Chris, as we go to line four. Good evening, line four.
Oh, I was looking forward to hearing Andre singing 14th Floor.
Andre is not singing. Don't tell him where we are, for crying out loud, Raymond. Don't let anybody know. I don't want anyone. Well, actually, no. People could turn up here. No one's getting in. Security in this place is so hot tonight, isn't it?
The fortress.
They are all over the place. Ray, you have to stay with us until another call comes in, I'm afraid. So,
fair enough.
That's fair enough. Have you got anything you want to say, or shall I chat to you?
Let's chat. Let's keep it lighthearted.
Let's keep it lighthearted. What's going on in? Tell me three things that you are that happened to you today, or that were in your life today that you are grateful for.
I was raking the garden, the back lawn.
Let's go to line five. Hello, line five. You're on until another caller calls in. I like this game. How have I only just thought of this game? This is fun. Go on, line five.
Last verse of a new song. A world of wonders is ours to make. So come on, for heaven's sake. Let's tick together. Let's mark what's right. Let's tick together. Let's spark the light.
Spark the light. But you don't spark a light. Oh, I suppose you could. Spark. No, you can't put the phone down. He's put the phone down.
Of course, he's going to spoil it.
Luckily, someone else has called in. Hello, line six. You're on the wireless. You have to stay on line six until somebody else
calls in.
Hang on, did George just put the phone down and leave someone else to finish the job?
Yeah, of course he did. Story of the life. Yes, line six. That's you. Hello? Well, luckily someone else has called in. Line seven, you're on the air.
It's Chris again. I just didn't want to hear any more of that terrible music.
Oh, Chris is great at blocking boring old men.
I'm a huge fan, so I thought I'd help you out.
Well, thank you, Chris. And do you know what, buddy? I'm a huge fan of yours. Tell me about yourself, Chris. Why are you up at this time of night?
I stay up to listen to your show, to be fair. I don't watch TV or nothing, and your show's the highlight of my day.
Are you working? Are you up in the morning for anything? Do you not work? Are you on a break? What's going on?
I run a farm. I'm a chili farmer at the moment, and I have ducks and chickens and whatnot, and I'm raising chicks. And that's my job. I pretty much work
now. Oh, mate, I want to ask you so much more, but I have to let you go. He's a chili farmer.
Chili Chris from now on.
Chili Chris. Hello, line seven, you're on the wireless. That's you. That's you, line seven. You're on until someone else calls in.
Oh, mate.
Yes, you.
Well, it's been a beautiful day for gardening today, as you know. I've been out there cutting the lawn and doing the boulders, and it is absolutely beautiful. And plus, I've filled up all the wheelie bins, and I've raked the garden. My tree's wonderful, all with fuchsias.
Please, someone else call in 0344 499 1000.
The airwaves.
No, we can't get you off the airwaves.
I've got it all to myself.
Yes, no one can get you. You have got it all to yourself.
Yeah, thank you very much. As I was saying,
please do carry on, and we'll wait until someone else calls in.
Yes, well, I'd like to have my say.
Hello, line 8, you're on the wireless. You're on until someone else calls in.
This is line 8 standing by.
Oh, geez, please someone call in. Please someone else call in. It's a guy doing farts down the phone.
At this point, the bosses are going to say, oh, I wonder what they're up to on the air at the moment. Let's have a listen.
I'm looking forward to listening to Paul Ross tonight. I'll put it on a few minutes early and we'll see.
Stress!
Line 9, just in time.
How you doing?
Is it Chris again?
It is indeed.
Chili Chris!
Okay, this is good. What's a chili farm? Well, I know what a chili farm is. Oh, Chris, we have to go to line 9. Hello, line 9.
Hello and welcome to Earth. How the hell are you guys?
Very, very well. It was a bumpy journey, but we made it.
I know. How exciting. I've been stalking you on... not stalking you like the other time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Right. Thank you. Yes.
Following, I think that's the word.
There we go. That's better.
But yes, I can beat Chili Chris.
Go on.
But I've got a more unusual job.
Go on. What's more unusual than being a chili farmer? We'll find out maybe later on. We have to go on to line 1 now. Sorry, line 9. Hello, line 1. You're on the wireless until somebody else calls up.
Oh, dear God. Who are these people calling?
Let's go to line 2. Hello, line 2. You're on the wireless.
Just saving you from farts and gardeners, my friend.
Farts and gardeners. I love it. What's your name, my friend?
It's Adam again.
Hey, Adam, we have to go to line 5. Hello, line 5.
Give me hope, Joanna. Give me hope, Joanna. Give me hope, Joanna, in the morning sun. Give me hope, Joanna. Give me hope, Joanna. Give me hope, Joanna, in the morning sun. What? Anyone else want to sing a song with me?
No, you got to carry on. You're on your own. Good luck.
Oh, man.
Yeah, come on, you've phoned in, you know the rules.
If you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're glad to be gay.
Do you want to try and sing a song that you know the words to?
I don't.
Go on then, let's have something else. I think everybody is at home listening to you struggle to sing, I'm afraid.
Where's Andre gone?
Do you know any Beatles songs? Everyone knows a Beatles song, apart from Nigel from Maidstone.
Penny Lane.
Nope.
How can you not know how can you not know any songs? You've been saved by line 2. Hello, line 2. You're on the wireless until someone else calls in.
Is in love with rock and roll, wow. Is in love with Ken Stone, wow. He's in love with Jane Jones. Well, he don't like it. Fine job, no. And he knows...
Hello, line 3, you're on the wireless.
I feel like I'm the youngest person listening to this show right now. How, it's hilarious.
How old are you?
Well, I'm 21, but, like, I can't believe what I'm hearing. I'm just lying in bed, but I can't sleep. It makes me laugh.
Listen, I'm lying in bed. I am asleep, and this is stuff is the fevered nightmare that I'm having right now. What's your name? We won't find out because we have to go to line four. Line four, you're on the wireless.
What the hell is wrong with people?
Line four was too... You were too slow. We're going to go to line five. Line five, you're on the wireless. Hello?
Me?
You.
You.
Oh, it's me. Is Chili Chris single?
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boys.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.